Philip Paul is a talented drummer who's had a long musical career and been awarded numerous honors like the 2002 Lifetime Cammy Award, in 2009 the Ohio Heritage Fellowship. Also in 2009, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Museum honored Phil as part of their From Songwriters to Soundmen, the People Behind the Hits program. His work with King Records is legendary, and we're honored to have him join us tonight in the studio to talk about his trio's new jazz CD, Live at the Cincinnatian. Thanks so much for coming in, Phil.
I'm glad to be here.
Much has been documented about your King Records years, but our listeners may know less about your jazz career. You were born in Harlem, 1925, right. Raised in Manhattan, learned to play the drums at the age of 9. You were in the heart of the jazz world back in the 30s and 40s. Your father had a band. Talk about your early years of playing the drums.
My father and my uncle had a band. My father was a trumpet player, and my uncle was an alto player. He sounded like Ornette Coleman, you know. He was that advanced. We can measure the sound now because it's been a long time, and everybody's been talking about Ornette Coleman. And whenever I hear Ornette Coleman, I think of my uncle, Fred Testemar. And they had a drummer, John Christian was my uncle, and he was a fabulous drummer. He used to twirl the sticks and everything, you know, so I became just mesmerized by him. And I would go to the rehearsals. They would either rehearse at our house or my uncle's house, and I would sit there and just watch him, and finally he started teaching me. That was the greatest teacher I've ever had, really.
This is back in the 30s?
Yeah.
Tell us about Tiny Bradshaw and how you ended up in Cincinnati.
Tiny Bradshaw was playing at the Savoy Ballroom in New York, one of the biggest ballrooms, and they always had two bands on the stand. They would alternate all the time, and I was playing with Buddy Johnson's big band. And Tiny Bradshaw, at one of my breaks, he came over and said, "I like the way you play. Would you be interested in coming to Cincinnati, joining me at the Cotton Club?" I said, "Yeah," not really thinking that he would call me. But 6 months later, he did call me, because Eagle Eye Shields, who was the drummer with Tiny Bradshaw, was leaving the band. So he called me and asked me to come down, and I went and talked to my mother and father and got their permission to come down to Cincinnati, and that's the way I joined him.
Let me backtrack a little bit. I didn't make the transition from, did you start playing with your father and uncle and then go
ones? No, not directly. This was a long time. I wasn't quite ready when my uncle started teaching me, but I did the usual thing. You know, I went and sat in with all the jazz groups that would let me sit in with a limited amount of experience. I remember one time I sat in with Charlie Parker and Miles Davis at Minton's Playhouse, and I wasn't ready. I knew I wasn't ready. I was frightened to death. And I got up on drums, and they played Cherokee. They played it so fast. There's no way in the world I could keep up. But they told me, "You got some chops, young man. Just keep playing, and whenever you want to sit in, we'll let you sit in." They were nice about it.
Who were some of the other musicians you played with?
Ben Webster. Miles Davis was standing up in the corner like he usually does. It was Charlie Parker. And I don't remember the piano player or the bass player, but I didn't last long because I couldn't keep up. But they didn't put me down. They didn't make me feel bad. They made me feel good about it.
Was this in the 40s?
Yeah.
And so you came to Cincinnati with Tiny Bradshaw in the 40s?
Came to join him, yeah. He was already here. He was a house man at the Cotton Club.
And where was the Cotton Club?
6th and Mound Street downtown. That's part of I-75 now. And, there's so much to this story. That's where I met my wife, who has recently passed away, at the Cotton Club, because she was a dancer and she was always around the other dancers. I met her there. We didn't get married right away. It was a long time. But during the Tiny Bradshaw playing at the Cotton Club, we would play 6 weeks, and then we would go out on the road. And Juanita, my wife, and another lady, the other lady was going with the trombone player in the band. So Juanita was always around because her girlfriend was engaged to the trombone player. After I think we went to Atlantic City. That's when I made up my mind that I would propose to Juanita. When we got back to Cincinnati. So we came back to Cincinnati, went back into the Cotton Club, and I asked her to go to movies with me, and the rest is history.
61 years?
Right, 61 years.
Long time.
Yeah.
She was special.
Unbelievable. Well, she is the reason why I'm in Cincinnati, really, because I intended to come down and play the 6 weeks engagement and go back to New York. But I started recording for King Records. And then I had two reasons to stay here. I was asked to be the session drummer at King Records, and I proposed to Juanita. So that has kept me here a lifetime, really, which I'm not sorry of. My life probably wouldn't have been this interesting if it wasn't for those two things that happened to me in Cincinnati.
Well, your love of jazz has continued even through your years at King Records. Yeah. You were still playing jazz with the Woody Evans group?
Not only with Woody Evans. When I came, I started playing with Lee Stoller. Worked with him for quite a while. And I worked all the local jazz clubs. I was playing over the High Line in, I think that's Covington or Newport. It's not there anymore, but I was playing over there with Doc Smith, an organ player, just he and I. There's so much, the names to remember. Well, Woody Evans and my good friend, the bass player, Ed Conley, they came over to talk to me about joining Woody Evans. And I agreed, and then that, I played with Woody Evans about 25 years.
Now, did that start in the 50s or the 60s?
50s.
50s?
Yeah, late 50s.
You played where? Beverly Hills Supper Club?
Beverly Hills, yeah. All the clubs. Woody Evans played a lot of private affairs for UC and Xavier and different organizations, social organizations. We played many, many social events.
So you met a lot of people?
Yeah, a lot of clubs. I've just about worked everywhere in Cincinnati. That seems to be part of my history because I've been down at the Cincinnatian Club now for almost 10 years.
And you've been through various musicians with you at the Cricket Lounge. Billy Walker?
Yeah, Billy Walker.
Ed Conley was with you?
Ed Conley. Now I have Roland Ashby and David Lloyd playing bass. Very good musicians.
And you've decided to put out a live CD?
Yeah, my producer, I did a CD for him in 2002, I believe. It's been about 10 years. He called me up and he said, you'd like to do another CD? Just like that. I said, sure, I would love to do it. But I didn't think that the group was ready because we hadn't played together for long enough. So he said, well, let's do it live. So that was more frightening. To do a live CD is dangerous because he wanted the crowd noise. He wanted everything in it. And, of course, there are a lot of mistakes, too. No one's perfect. But I agree to it. And I think we went in the studio in May of last year. It was a weekend, Friday and Saturday. And we recorded two sets. But they didn't come out right. There was too much crowd noise. There was people talking loud and screaming hard. We wanted some crowd noise, but we didn't want that much. So he came back a month later, and we did it again. And I think we got a pretty good product this time.
You've got a lot of standards on it.
Oh, yeah.
You like standards.
Yeah, and we're trying to play it safe, too. There's mistakes in every CD. Every time you record, you make mistakes, but we didn't want them glaring mistakes where it appeared like we weren't together. But I think it came out pretty good. What do you think?
Oh, I loved it. I thought it was great. The Masquerade is Over.
Yeah.
I thought that was just beautiful.
Yeah.
Roland Ashby on that piano. And on some of the songs, you do some extended drum solos,
yeah,
too, which are nice.
Yeah. We had to do that because it's my CD, and my producer told me, we want you to stretch out on this one rather than just play along, be an accompanist. I like the solo a lot myself. So.
Then Lou Lausche is on it also.
Yeah, well, Lou Lausche is a longtime friend of mine. I've met Lou Lausche shortly after I came to Cincinnati. In fact, my first meeting with him was for some legal work, no problems. But he took care of that for me, and I heard that he was playing bass. So I've been playing with him a long time.
But he's on violin.
Yeah.
On this, which was different.
I didn't know he played violin until our bass player, David Lloyd, took off one night. He had something to do, and he took off, and he called Lou Lousy to play for him. That's how I found out Lou Lousy plays violin, because during one of the sets, he said, "Do you mind if I play my violin?" I said, "Violin? I didn't know that." I think he did a great job. He said that his idol was Grappelli. He sounds like him, too.
Well, it's a great CD, and thanks for coming in tonight, Phil.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Philip Paul Trio can be found at the Cricket Lounge in the Cincinnatian Hotel at 601 Vine Street in downtown Cincinnati on Friday and Saturday evenings beginning at 6 p.m. You'll find a link to their new CD live at the Cincinnatian at WVXU.org. The CD may also be found at Everybody's Records in Pleasant Ridge and Shake It Records in Northside. Phil has also recorded two other CDs in 2003, It's About Time, which included Peter Frampton, and Big Joe Duskin's final CD, Big Joe Jumps Again. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Lee Hay.